Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Small business heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Entrepreneurial nirvana right there at my website, jbsba.com, or smallbusinessadvocate.com if you like to type. We've got a long one and a short one. Either one of them will get you to the same place where you can find a couple of thousand archives, hundreds and hundreds of articles, probably over 1,000 articles by now, some written by me, many of them written by Brain Trust members. You can actually find out more about whatever we talk about, the books and the different products that our Brain Trust members offer that we recommend. You can find out more about those on our website, too, under the resources section. So don't forget to do that, and don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes every week by email. And the article in this week's letter that you still have an opportunity to get if you subscribe this week is Opportunity and Danger in Plastics. And it's all about the philosophy of your company, and I think you'll enjoy that. Christina Cavanaugh is with us, and she's back with us, I should say, because she's been with us before. Christina is an internationally recognized expert on email. She's a professor of management communications in the MBA program at the Richard Ivey School of Business at the University of Western Ontario. She speaks and trains people all over the country, halfway around the world, about the benefits and the use of email. And she's also the author of an outstanding book called Managing Your Email. And she's our friend. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is my pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I said country, by the way, folks. And, of course, I, when I say country, I really should have said North America, because she hails from Canada, but she works all over the place helping people with their email. Christina, I said something earlier in the previous segment. I was talking about people on the two ends of the spectrum of using email. One is the person who's just gotten their email and it's still not quite a part of their operation, their daily personal operation of business. When somebody says, "Do you have an email?" they say, "Oh yeah, I do. Here it is." And they maybe they remember it, maybe they have to read it off their card. That's one end of the spectrum. And then the other end of the spectrum is the guy who checks his email every half a minute because it's such an important part of his life. And then all of a sudden I said to myself, "Wait a minute. I guess maybe there are still people out there who are in business who don't use email." But Christina, have you met anybody like that lately?
Not lately, Jim.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
They're hard to believe, but two things come to mind. It really all depends on the industry or the type of work you do. For instance, nurses in busy hospitals mm-hmm. don't necessarily have email. They might have access to an email account somewhere, but they're not the type of people who are sitting at their station waiting for the next message to come in.
They might be more likely to use IM, instant messaging.
they would be much more likely for that. And the other ones are editors. People who are editing for magazines and things like that are more likely not to be using the telephone than they are email.
Well, but I will disagree with you a little bit there, Christina, because that's how they get a lot of the columns that are sent to them, is by email these days.
They use email, and that's a really good point, Jim, because email is used as the vehicle to transmit the information rather than postage or courier.
Right.
But the actual work that has to get done...
Right.
Once they open that up, happens with hard copy paper, mm-hmm. or it happens on the telephone when somebody has to phone the other and say, "Wait a minute, I'm not sure about this comment."
You're right about that. No, you are right about that. But one of the things, Christina, that's interesting about email, and it's happened to me, is when there's a line that you cross. It's like a line of demarcation that you cross from when the email goes from being the incredibly productive to bordering on unproductive, because it's become such a pervasive part of your life. I know you've seen that before.
Oh yeah, I have, and it's a dangerous thing to get into. One of the comments that you made about the spectrum of people being on the no email to be checking every half minute. The moment a person is becoming more compulsive about their email is the moment that they should be saying to themselves, I've got a problem.
I need to get a life and some help, maybe.
Well, that's right, because I've had. I remember one survey respondent said something to me about my ex-wife used to ask me when I was ever going to stop working, and that's because he was checking his email at 10:30 every night.
Right. One more time, just one more time before I go to bed. But yeah, but it is awfully handy. It is awfully handy. When, you know, for us especially, when we're, you know, for example, if we needed to get something to you the late afternoon before you're on the show the next morning, it's awfully handy to be able to drop you a note and for you to be able to send us an email, you know, when you got home after the play or a party or whatever you went to, so that we've got that information. It's such an incredibly productive and handy tool that I don't even want to, I can't even imagine what our world would be like here in our business without email.
Well, that's true, and your sentiments echo through many people. I've never had anybody in all the times I've been out there talking with people, nobody's ever said to me, get rid of email.
Right. There are people, though, who get so much spam. Mm-hmm. I hear people say, I actually have heard people say that they quit using email. I've actually heard somebody say this before because of spam. But you know what I said to them? I said, well, did you stop driving a car because of traffic?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, and then, you know, I had to duck because they were taking a swing at me for, you know, being a smart aleck.
Yeah, but you got them, Jim.
They had no answer.
Yeah. Well, I think that there has been certainly a negative sentiment around spam because it's very intrusive, it's invasive. We want to feel like we're in control of things like our email inbox. Having said all that, I think that spam comes in waves as well. Mm-hmm. There are anti-spam filters out there. They're getting better and better.
But they're also hurting the legitimate email marketers too, aren't they?
They definitely are, and Yahoo in particular, I understand, has done a very superb job to the point where the legitimate e-marketers are staying away from Yahoo addresses because they're not getting through.
In my experience, maybe Yahoo's worse than AOL now, but for a long time, AOL was the worst.
Yeah, I'm not certain whether they still are, Jim. I just do know that according to a recent article in the Christian Science Monitor, that Yahoo was starting to really improve.
I saw that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Christina Cavanaugh. We're going to talk about some email tips from Christina after these messages and the legal element of email. Stay with us. 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Christina Cavanaugh. Let me spell her last name for you, ladies and gentlemen. There's no U in her name. Cavanagh. Cavanaugh. Sometimes people put a U after the A, the last A there, but she doesn't. All just three A's, Cavanaugh and G-H on the end. Christina, if you're typing that into Google or any of the online search engines, any of the bookstores, her book is called Managing Your Email. And Christine, is any particular place that you'd like to send us to find your book?
I think the best places, Jim, are Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, whether it's online or in their bookstores.
Right. I got you. And you got a website as well, don't you?
I do. It's www.christinacavanaugh.com.
Okay, ChristinaCavanaugh.com. What do we find when we get there?
What you're going to find are some articles that I have written for newspapers, so sort of some condensed tips. They'll also have a little more of a bio on myself and more particular how they can reach me if they want to contact me for consulting, for workshops. For keynote speaking, that type of thing.
Check that out when you get a chance. Christina, give us what are some things that you've been working on lately with regard to email that will help us to be more productive and more effective with email?
I think a couple of things come to mind. One is that people need to start creating electronic folders and filing their emails.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get to that point because you know there are a lot of people out there, Jim, that just use their inbox as the big dumping ground.
They got 5, 6, 10,000 email in their inbox.
Yeah, and it's especially...
I have a confession to make, Christina.
Uh oh.
I don't have that.
I'm waiting.
I don't have that many, but I do. I'm guilty of this a little bit. But I do go in. I do go in every about once a month and clean things up a little bit and put.
Okay.
And I have created a bunch of files, a bunch of folders or mailboxes. Not mailboxes. Yeah, I guess they are mailboxes. We call them. I use Eudora, by the way. I use the Eudora program, and I call them mailboxes. So yeah, I do that quite a bit, but I don't do it as much as I should. But I have seen people with thousands of email in their inbox.
Yeah, and I find it especially for people in small business and entrepreneurs who are very, very busy and run off their feet 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
They kind of say and lament, I don't have time to do all this. And they don't have other people urging them to do it, but it's important because it's like just clearing your decks.
Well, see, my problem is I'm kind of a pack rat. See, I'm one of these people who thinks I'm going to need it one day.
Yeah.
You know, I may need that lint. Don't throw that lint away. I may need it one day. You know, and so what? I could use that broken rubber band. Don't throw that away. But what I do is I try to put the things that I know I'm going to use, and I definitely want to work with it another time. I put those into their own mailbox, and then every quarter or so, I go in and create an inbox and an outbox for that year, and I keep building it for that year. And these are the things that are onesies and twosies that I may want to use one of these days, but I get them out of my main inbox. What do you think about that?
I think that's great because you've already identified that these are things that will be reusable.
Mm-hmm.
So you've labeled them properly, you're archiving them, you know, and you'll always know that in these particular folders, I'll always come back to this information.
And with the transfer button, it's easy to do, isn't it?
I'm sorry? With the transfer button? Yes, it is.
Yeah, you just select them and transfer them.
That's true. And I know that there are applications out there that are helping people with sorting and managing their email better. They sort of run on top of regular programs. But, you know, Jim, for my two cents, I just find that if we take the time to just manage the basic product and do some of the things that, you know, are important, then we don't need all the other gizmos.
Right. Yeah,
now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, as far as other tips go, I think one of the things that people underestimate and should really practice is composing better subject lines.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I still get emails from some of my executive MBA students, for instance, with no subject line, which I find crazy.
Right.
But I think what's really important in that subject or the reline or whatever people call it, that you need to put very specific actions in there. So instead of the word meeting in that line, why not put something like, can we meet this Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of
give the essence, the sort of an executive summary of the overall email.
Exactly, and that's a perfect way to put it. It is the executive summary of the email right there in the subject line.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important for two reasons. One, it helps us as busy people to prioritize when we want to open the email, because mm-hmm. most people don't just go in and open their email like first in, first out.
Right.
So it helps us with that. The other thing is it helps us to more cleverly discern that message from spam, because
right.
some spammers are getting very smart
right.
with some of their subject lines.
You're exactly right. And also it helps people later on to segregate that email from all the other email they've received from you to when they want to go back and read it again.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
so all the reasons to focus in on that one all-important subject line, because it means so much to all of us.
Christina, I'm going to have to stop you because we've come to the end of our visit, but we didn't even get to the legal part of it, but would you come back again real soon? I want to get you back sooner than this last time. We took too long to get you back this time. Will you come back again real soon, and let's get into some more tips and then also the legal next time?
Oh, Jim, it would be my pleasure.
Thank you. Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Your Email is her book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Christina Cavanaugh. Quick break. I'll be right back with Brad Huskin, 29 After. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.